This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has acknowledged of a Supreme Court nominee smoothly, but prospects appear dim for Democrats to slow it down. AP correspondent Ben Thomas explains.
They must not act on this nomination until the American people finish the process they're already begun.
Noting that early voting is underway, at a news conference Sunday, Joe Biden implored voters,
let your current senators know that you want to be heard before a vote on confirmation of a new justice.
And to GOP senators,
summon your conscience. Stand up for the people. Stand up for our cherished system of checks and balances.
But Senator Dick Durbin, the Democratic whip, tells ABC's This Week,
we can slow it down, perhaps a matter of hours, maybe days at the most, but we can't stop the outcome.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Figures from Johns Hopkins University still show that the death toll from COVID-19 is just shy of 1 million and another milestone at 33 million infections. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
The nearly 1 million deaths attributed to the coronavirus in 9 months are far more than the 690,000 from AIDS or the 400,000 from malaria in all of last year. More deaths are expected this fall because of the recent surge in coronavirus infections in the U.S. and many other countries. Wealth and power have not shielded the rich from the awful power of the virus. The U.S. has been the worst hit country in the world, with more than 7 million infections and more than 200,000 deaths, reflecting what Dr. Anthony Fauci says is the lack of success that we have had in containing this outbreak. Yet there are also signs that death rates are declining and that people who get the virus now are faring better than those in the early months of the pandemic. I'm Julie Walker.
More at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.